centuries have come and gone, offering wisdom and understanding throughout the ages. Today, there should be nothing beyond one's power to discover. And yet the strange, unusual, and mysterious world of the supernatural defies understanding. Stay tuned for a unique and powerful investigation into a curious, undiscovered universe only on It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, here with Jack and Peggy Joyce Ruth. What happens when instantly you're normal and then you become psychotic? You become a basket case. You become a vegetable, and doctors offer no hope. This just happens in the movies. It's not supposed to happen in real life, but it happened, and it happened to my guests that are here. But before I let you hear their story, I want you to know that this telecast is different than any other telecast you've ever seen. Why is it different? Because you're not going to just sit back and relax and be entertained. You're not going to be just a spectator. I tell you, the supernatural is going to invade you sometime during this telecast. You'll see what I mean. Peggy Joyce, from what I understand, your husband's a successful businessman. You've got everything going for you, and you decide to talk to a neighbor of yours that is Buddhist. What happened?
Yes. Well, I'd been reared in a Christian home, and we'd gone to church. It was a Baptist home, and I decided that I needed to go and tell her about Jesus because she kept her house real dark, and she burned these incense, and I didn't know anything about spiritual warfare. And so I went to her house and knocked, and I was frightened. I really wasn't doing it necessarily because God sent me. I just felt like I didn't want her to go to hell. And when I got in, she said, "I want you to keep an open mind." And she said, "I'll listen to you if you'll listen to me." Well, I thought that sounded like a fair exchange.
Sure.
And she started talking. I don't remember anything she even said, but I just know that all of a sudden I felt like I was choking. My mind just started blitzing, and I couldn't think where I was. I all of a sudden, I was so confused that I didn't know. All I could think about is, I've just got to get out of this place. And as soon as I got out, I started walking, and all of these unbelievable thoughts started going through my mind. You know, what if there's not a God? You know, what if Jesus is not the right one? And I literally went crazy. In that,
this isn't supposed to happen in real life. Jack, when did you first aware that something was going wrong with your wife?
I really wasn't aware of it. I was a workaholic, and so I spent 14 hours a day at work. And the lady at the library called me and said, "Your wife has serious problems, I think." You know, and so that's when I realized that she'd been going down there every day studying the various kinds of religions.
Well, why were you studying this, Peggy?
Well, I wasn't really trying to find one that I wanted. I was trying to disprove all these other religions in the hope of proving to myself that Jesus was the right way. And, of course, I was just getting deeper and deeper into this horrible fear and panic attacks and depression. And it finally came to the place where I couldn't even stay by myself. So when Jack found out about this, he refused to let me go to the library, and he started taking
So you must have thought it was somehow the library was causing it.
Yeah, I thought she got too intelligent.
Getting into my head. But I would steal encyclopedias out of my mother's house and take them home so I could continue in this search. Because
this was compulsive.
Oh, I was just obsessed. You know, and I got to the point where I couldn't think. I would cry all the time. I would go to sleep to try to escape. And I have never been as tormented. I can't even describe the torment that I went through. And I came to the place where I just said, you know, this isn't worth living. I would never have tried to take my life because I was too afraid to do that. But I knew that I had to have some help.
Well, Jack, did you arrange for her to get help?
Yes, sir, I did. Of course, it was part of survival on my part. I was a backward multimillionaire, and so I had a lot of pressure on the company, and then had this at home. She'd wake up at 2:30 in the morning and just scream out, "Is there a God?" You know, and I don't know if you've ever had someone scream in the middle of the night. It takes your breath, you know. And it also made me think, is there a God? You know, and she said, well, tell me, how do you know there's a God? You know, and it moved me as well as it moved her. But interesting enough, I started searching for a reputable psychiatrist, and I found the one that cost as much as, you know, going in the poorhouse rapidly. But I would keep pushing him. I'd say, you know, I don't care how much it costs, just get her well.
Sure.
And he'd say, well, you know, after I nailed him pretty hard, he said, I can treat the symptoms, but I cannot treat the cause. And that threw me.
So you all of a sudden, you became hopeless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It now, you had shock treatment. Did that help?
Well, he put me through a long period of just doing the testing and the talking with me. And when that didn't work, well, then he went to the shock treatments, and I had months of shock treatments. And, of course, I was on a lot of drugs.
That was every other day.
Yes, we'd go every other day. And that, you know, they say that kills brain cells. It stops your short-term memory. And I was still miserable. Hmm. I couldn't remember what the problem was, but I knew there was something back there that was so desperately wrong that I would have to go to this measure to get well. And then, of course, my memory started coming back. And when that started happening, then
yes.
I was in desperate shape
again.
And
we'd have to take her back again. So.
Okay, how long did this go on? How many years?
This went on for 8 years.
Now, you must have totally given up.
She'd have her good days occasionally, you know. And
so why didn't you just do what a lot of people do, divorce your wife?
Well, the thing is, if I'd been sick, she had taken care of me. And she and I had a phenomenal marriage. I mean, it was excellent. It started off good. We never got an argument.
You never saw anything like her behavior before?
No. She was it. I mean, she was popular in high school. She had all sorts of honors in school. She just did everything perfect, you know. But this thing all collapsed on me all at once.
All that money, and it didn't help you one bit?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
No, he was a backward millionaire. That means he didn't have any money.
Oh, okay. I missed that part. Yeah. But I'll tell you what. She cried out in a desperate prayer, and supernaturally she was helped. Yeah. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this word.
Our world is rife with comparisons about what separates us. Day after day, we go about our lives with tunnel vision. But Scripture tells us how Messiah broke down the wall between Jew and Gentile, allowing for the creation of one new man, one new humanity. This spiritual completeness is set to usher in the greatest move toward God the world has ever known. Sid Roth has discovered Scripture's key to reaching the Jewish people with God's love. One new humanity opens the door for God to move in signs and wonders, and all will see the evidence of the invisible God promised in Scripture. At SidRoth.org, you'll find mentoring tools to empower you to share how one new humanity is critical to bringing multitudes to know God. You'll understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church, and how all the nations of the earth will experience blessings unseen in human history. Log on to SidRoth.org today and learn how one new man is the key to unlocking God's greatest blessings.
Hello. Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, here with Jack and Peggy Joyce Ruth. And what happened to Peggy Joyce should happen to no one. I mean, they were a wonderful, happy couple. And instantly, she got exposed to what she calls spiritual warfare, which she wasn't prepared for. And she became insane. How many years?
8 years.
8 years. And in desperation, after 8 years... Jack, you had given up. You spent the money, the shock treatment, the psychiatry, no hope. What did you cry out in a desperate way?
One night, I went out to the clothesline, and I was so desperate. And I just said, God, I don't even know if you exist. You may not even be there, but if you're there, find me and bring me back. I've tried everything. I've gone to the library. I've gone through shock treatments. I'd gone to pastors before I did that, and they didn't have any answers for me. And I said, find me and bring me back. And I didn't realize that God started answering that prayer. Now, I could look back in retrospect and see how he did. But the very next week, things absolutely started changing my life. And it was God. He moved on the scene when I asked him. But see, I quit searching with my mind, and I started searching with my heart.
That's a key distinction. Jack, I understand for a couple of years you had your old wife back.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But then what happened, Peggy Joyce?
Well, first of all, the way God started working is Jack had to go to New Orleans, and so I went with him. And on the way, we stopped, and this couple told us about this baptism of love. And they said, where you just fall in love with the Lord, and you just experience His love in just a new and wonderful way. And I remember thinking, could this work for me? And we left there. We went to Conroe, and my cousin had remarried. I met his wife for the first time. I was in her house for maybe 5 minutes. She told me the same thing about this wonderful experience with the Lord. And I thought, I can't believe I'm hearing the same thing, you know, two times mm-hmm. in the same day. We went to New Orleans, got there, and found a Logo bookstore. I had no idea what Logo meant, you know, that it meant the Word of God. I got a book, Pat Boone's A New Song, and he was telling the same thing, the same experience. And before that week was over, I had cried out again and said, God, if this is real, I've heard it three times now, if this is real, I want that. And the Lord just all of a sudden, this heavenly prayer language just came flowing out. And it was the most wonderful thing. Peace just came all over me. Jack received the same.
It was heaven on earth for a while.
It was. 2 years. And God just did a healing in our marriage.
You know what's going on right now? The same peace they're talking about is coming right through your television set or your video right now. It's that same peace. But what happened after 2 years?
After 2 years, those old thoughts started coming back. Those old feelings came back. And then I was really desperate. And I said, God, you know, for 2 years, I've had this wonderful, intimate time with the Lord and with my husband. What on earth is happening? And as it continued to get worse, one day God gave me a vision. And I didn't know at the time what a vision was, but I saw myself sitting in a chair, and it was like a man dressed in white told me to open my mouth, and I could see a black tooth, and my body became transparent, and I could see the roots going down through my body. And then he pulled the tooth out, and then he spent a long time packing that area. And I thought it had happened. I thought then that meant everything was okay. And the next day, the bottom fell out again, and I forgot the vision. I forgot the 2 years of peace. I forgot everything. I was desperately going through the medicine cabinet, just trying to find maybe an old bottle of pills from 2 years before, and because I was desperate. And so I started looking in the Bible, and I saw the scripture that said, "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be delivered." I didn't know what deliverance was. I didn't know what it meant. But I said, God, whatever this means, I'm calling on you and I'm going to be delivered. And I kept saying it over and over and over. And so in the meantime, there were some friends who went to Jack, and they told Jack that they thought I had a demon. And they
now,
thought,
Jack, what did you think about your wife having a demon?
I had enough problems without hearing that. In fact, I took the cassette tape they gave me and I threw it across the table. And I said, I am not going to be a demon chaser.
So why'd you change your mind?
Well, I didn't. It just supernaturally, God, she'll tell the story.
Okay.
Well, I got worse and I got worse. And I think he got desperate. And so at that point, this same couple came back and they said, we have found a pastor who will pray for her. And so Jack, at this point, he was ready to do anything. And so they had us pray and fast for 3 days. And I remember that I didn't expect anything to happen. But I was so desperate, I would have tried anything. And I was so desperate that anything they had told me. But in my heart, there was just that little glimmer of hope that maybe this could do it. And now I know that different deliverances, somebody might have a deliverance that's quite mild. Mine was very, very vocal, and it was very
Jack,
dramatic.
Jack, did it scare you?
As wide as your sheet of paper. All I could think of is, what am I going to tell my mother-in-law?
But bottom line, what happened?
Bottom line, I was delivered. I was set free. When that demonic oppression left, then it was like I
instant
felt...
Instant or...
It left instantly, but then the feeling started coming back.
Oh, no.
I know.
Wait a second now. She gets help and then it comes back. She gets help, then it comes back. How much more can she take? She got answers. You want to hear these answers. By the way, God has just healed someone that had a neck pain. If you move your head, pain is gone, and a back is healed too. Don't go away. It's God is so strong. His Spirit is just pouring through your set right now.
Many viewers report testimonies of miracles, signs and wonders, and healings as a result of watching It's Supernatural.
When your guests started playing music, I thought I misheard, as the music seemed to have more than one instrument. I felt so much love, like liquid love. I never thought that would be taken to the throne room of God through music. I have unexplainable joy, peace, happiness, and love. It's amazing.
Sid, one morning while watching your show It's Supernatural, you said somebody's hip has just been healed. After you said those words, I got up from the couch and discovered that my hip pain was gone.
If you've been touched through watching It's Supernatural, share your testimony at sidroth.org/praise.
Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, here with Jack and Peggy Joyce Ruth. What happened to Peggy Joyce, and Jack for that matter, should not happen to anyone. I mean, just instantly, you lost your mind. And for 8 years, she went through this. Then a desperate prayer caused her to have what she calls a baptism, an immersion in God's love, and she was okay for 2 years. And you had, as you put it, heaven on earth for 2 years. And then the same old came back. And then she had deliverance. Again, heaven on earth, but only 2 days. Jack, you must have felt like a roller coaster.
I did. I cried in front of my superiors. I was that emotionally unwell. I thought I was losing my mind, honestly.
And Peggy Joyce, let's go back to that vision you had before the deliverance, which gave you a clue on your final victory.
Well, the Lord brought that back to my remembrance, the packing period. The pulling out of the tooth was a representation of the deliverance. But then the packing period, the Lord showed me that was where my mind would be renewed. And so I said, well, how do I renew my mind? I didn't know what he meant. And because I was beginning, I didn't hear a voice, but I heard something in my spirit. Mm-hmm. And the Lord showed me that he was going to give me, and he gave me the words exchange system. And he said what I would do every time one of those feelings or one of those thoughts would come, that I was to get a scripture promise, and I was to say that scripture promise until it literally drove that fear or that thought out of my mind.
Give me an example.
Okay, now I was so concerned that maybe Jesus wasn't the right way. And so the Lord said, exchange system. I would hear that in my spirit, exchange system. And he gave me then Romans 1:4, where it says, God declared Jesus to be the Son of God by resurrecting him from the dead. And all of a sudden I realized, Lord, if you had wanted Buddha resurrected, if you had wanted Mohammed resurrected, if you had wanted anyone else resurrected, you could have done that. But you chose to resurrect Jesus. And so I would say that, and it would bring all the peace back, and it would drive that fear away.
Now, you said you would say that. Could you just think it and it would be just as good?
The Lord showed me that it didn't work when I thought it, that I had to say it. Now, I don't know why, but there's something about that. There's a power in the confessed word.
How many years now has it been since you've used this exchange and not had your symptoms?
It's probably been about 30 years now.
30 years? Did you hear that? This exchange system sounds better than the ones they have with food. This is a different type of food. You know, Peggy Joyce, I personally have experienced what you're telling me, and I've experienced with one of your favorite scriptures, the 91st Psalm. Yes. And I have found, and I really believe this, I know you too believe this, that when someone takes the 91st Psalm, but what I do is I personalize it. I change it a little bit.
Exactly.
I take a little liberty, and I make it for me.
Yes.
And I say it out loud. It doesn't work if I don't say it out loud.
Exactly.
I say it out loud, and I literally can feel the atmosphere changing. Can you too feel that?
Exactly. See, I was also afraid of disease back in, mm-hmm. and that's when the Lord gave me the 91st Psalm. And that was the psalm that I used to exchange for the thought of the fear of cancer or the fear of heart disease or the fear of something else.
It was that 91st psalm. A TV commercial would come up and say, 1 hour 4 is going to have cancer. Is it you? Please give to the American Cancer Society. And she would say, how do we know? You know, and then she'd start, I'd say, well, God's Word says. And then she'd go and repeat this. And it was so much repetition. I mean, she did it 100 times, and we'd be in public place. She'd get up and go to the restroom and quote it in there. She could until she got her peace, and then she'd come back in and be perfect.
Now, Peggy Joyce, if you had not had the deliverance, if you had not had the what you call the exchange system, do you think you'd be seated right here now?
I believe that it takes both. I believe that because I had deliverance, and then I had the renewal of the mind. But I also realized that God gave me that vision, and He showed me the pulling out of the tooth. And then He showed me the packing period.
So a lot of people have the deliverance without the packing.
Yes.
Or they have the packing, as you call it, without the deliverance. You really need both, don't you?
You have to have both.
Why is it most people don't understand this? It's so simple. It's so in the Scriptures.
Well, I tell you what happens. They maybe get deliverance, and then when they start having those old feelings again, they give up, and they throw in the towel, and they quit, and they don't realize they're going to have to keep in there, and God will take them step by step and show them what to do. That's why I wrote the book, is because the Lord showed me that so many people stop short, and they don't go on to have their mind renewed, just like it says in Romans 12:1 and 2, that our mind has to be renewed.
Now I know something. I know something about you. I know that you could experience more peace right now. I'm going to ask Peggy Joyce to speak the 91st Psalm into you, right into you right now. Would you look in the camera, Peggy Joyce, and speak that to them?
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Father, I thank You that You are my Lord and my God and my source. You're the one that delivers me from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. And Father, I thank You that You're the one that picks me up and takes me out of any evil that can come. Every evil known to man is going to fall under one of four categories. And Father, You've shown us in the 91st Psalm, verses 5 and 6, that there are four categories of evil. And You've promised that You would deliver us out of them all. And even though 1,000 fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, You said that it would not approach me and it would not come near my household. Father, You told me that You would give Your angels charge over me to bear me up in their hands. You've also told me, Lord, that You've given me authority over all the powers of the enemy and they'd not be able to hurt me. And then You've told me, Lord, that if I loved You, You'd give me 7 more promises. And Father, I thank You that in verses 14 through 16, that You've given 7 more promises that when I call on You, You're going to hear me, You're going to deliver me, You're going to honor me. You've promised, Lord, that when I'm in trouble and I cry out to You, that You're going to rescue me. You've promised, Lord, that You're going to satisfy me with a long life and You're going to allow me to behold Your salvation. Father, I thank You that no matter what comes my way, You've promised me, Lord, that You are going to be there to take care of anything that would come. I know there's a lot of promises, Lord, in the Word of protection, but they're all combined in this one psalm. And Lord, how good You are that You gave it to me and You've given me the opportunity to share it with others.
Peggy Joyce and Jack, what you are teaching is going to change the lives. Did you catch the end of that 91st psalm? With long life,
amen.
I will satisfy you. There are many people that have long life, but they're not very satisfied. There are people with short life that aren't satisfied. But this promise is, it's for Peggy Joyce, but it's really for whoever reads this word. With long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. King David said, I behold the Lord always before me. Whether you behold Him or not, Yeshua, Jesus, is always before you. You're important. You're special. Jesus died for you and rose from the dead so you can repent of your sins and be free.
An unprecedented supernatural door has opened. Large numbers of Jewish people are suddenly accepting Jesus as their Messiah and Lord like never before. As Sid Roth conducts evangelistic meetings for Jewish people in North America, They Thought for Themselves is a supernatural book that God gave Sid Roth in a dream. It is written from a Jewish perspective with 10 Jewish people telling their own stories to other Jewish people. The book relates to them and penetrates them in a way nothing else can. Now, God has directed Sid Roth to bring this gospel message to 2 million Jewish people in America while this supernatural door remains open.
Please call the number on the screen right now and say, "Yes, Sid, I will join Project 77, adopting 7 Jewish people right now to lead them to Messiah." Most unsaved Jewish people don't have a believing family praying for them to come to know Jesus as their Messiah. When you call, you are saying, "I will pray for their salvation, and I'm providing each of them a copy of They Thought for Themselves." Your gift of just $77 will provide this powerful book to 7 Jewish people, and we will send you the names of your 7 Jewish families so you can hold them up in prayer.
In addition, we want to send you this beautiful keychain, a replica of the high priest's breastplate, which includes 12 stones, one for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Just as the high priest would be reminded by his breastplate to intercede for Israel, the Jewish people, we pray that your keychain will remind you to hold up your 7 Jewish names in prayer every time you use your keys. Plus, when you call, you'll also receive your very own copy of the book, They Thought for Themselves. This book will stir your faith to believe God for your own family's salvation.
You may feel that God is directing you now to reach 77 Jewish households by giving $777. $777 to reach 77 Jewish households is like bringing the gospel to an entire Jewish neighborhood. In Genesis 12:3, God promises to bless those who bless the Jewish people. What blessing do you need? Family, salvation, health, more glory, finances? The heart of God at this moment is Jewish souls. Catch God's heart and watch His favor increase in your life.
Every day, Jewish people in America pass into eternity without ever hearing a clear presentation of the gospel. We must move while this supernatural door remains open.
And just as the door has opened supernaturally, it will close just as suddenly. Please call right now.
Call now with your $77 gift or your $777 gift and watch God extend His favor and blessings over your life. Call or give your gift on the web or send your check to It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278, offer number P77, or log on to sidroth.org/P77. Call or write today.